Charles. Run to the near side. He's got the open field. It's going to be hit and obliterated. Sack by Tom Mahaly.
Wants to throw for Molly.
At the 30. At the 20. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Well, the Chiefs draft wrapped up last week with six new additions heading to Kansas City. And I'm joined now by Voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, to discuss those newest members to the Kansas City Chiefs and break down those selections. So, Mitch, let's get right to it. With the first round selection, 23rd overall pick, Dee Ford out of Auburn, what are your thoughts on him?
Excited, Rachel, because I think he can be an elite pass rusher. I love the fact that they're putting number 90 on him because it brings back the memories of Neil Smith. There were times he was dominant at Auburn, 8.5 sacks last year. The question with Dee is, can he be a three-down player, not just a situational pass rusher? Two, he's got to stay healthy. He's had some back issues, let's be honest. And then three, just acclimating. But I think that Dee Ford can be an impact player week one in that opener against Tennessee.
Moving on from the second round pick, so it's obviously that one to the 49ers. But in the third round, Philip Gaines, 87th overall out of Rice. What do you think about him?
I've followed Philip Gaines for a while. You know, he's interesting. He's a heck of an athlete at Rice, basically a 3.5-year starter. The thing I like about him is he's got outstanding ball skills. He's got the all-time Rice record for passes broken up. I love the way he plays the new age of football, which is a lot of wide receiver screen stuff like Denver runs. But he's not afraid to play him, and he's got some unique ways of playing him. But a lot of ball skills. He will come in confident. The question is, can he be a special teams contributor? Can he become a four-core special teams guy, maybe a gunner for Dabe Tobe out there, not just participating maybe as a nickel or dime back, but hopefully in all of the four-core special teams?
So in the fourth round, the Chiefs select running back DeAnthony Thomas out of Oregon. What have you seen from him?
Absolute rocket. Rachel, he is a jet. Some think he's the fastest player in this entire 2014 draft class. Very impressive. He's a great kick returner. You can ask K-State fans. He had a 94-yard kickoff return to open up the Fiesta Bowl against them, but there's a long litany of kickoff returns. His speed is world-class. He's Jamal Charles speed-like. He was the anchor runner for Oregon's 4x100-meter relay team, which went to the NCAA Finals. Andy Reid can use this guy 1,000 different ways. Put him in the slot. He can run jet sweeps. He's got to work on route running. For him to have the immediate impact week one, big-time impact, it'd be nice for him to become the punt returner. Because as a kick returner, whether he's kind of taking turns with Nile Davis or not, those two guys can hit home runs every time they touch the ball. He reminds me a little bit of what the Broncos had when they had Trindon Holliday when he was playing the best for them. And just a terrific threat to take it to the house.
Fifth round, the Chiefs select a quarterback, Georgia's Aaron Murray. What do you think about him?
What's interesting about this pick is 2 or 3 years from now, this pick could define the 2014 draft. To me, it follows up with what Andy Reid and John Dorsey have done throughout their careers. Because Andy Reid, if you look back at it, would take a quarterback almost every year or every year when he was with the Eagles. And John Dorsey did the same with the Packers. This is how you create equity at the position. Aaron Murray's a 4-year starter. One of the all-time winningest quarterbacks in college football history, and for sure the SEC, and he had 121 touchdown passes. What I tweeted out when the Murray pick was made, and I was excited about this pick, was I said, watch his bowl games, his three bowl games, when he was healthy. Why did he drop? Because of the knee injury. He had the ACL injury in November against Kentucky. If he doesn't, I think he's in the first or second round.
Now, in the sixth round, the Chiefs went both offensive line, guard Zach Fulton, tackle Laurent Duvernay-Tardif. What do you think about the depth that's now added to the offensive line?
Honestly, Fulton is an interesting guy who will challenge, I think, to be a starter. Zach went through a lot of changes at Tennessee. They had coaching changes, which meant scheme changes. But the positive of that was he was asked to do a lot of different things. So when you look at him getting to the second level, he's been called a road grader. But he's athletic enough to possibly pull and get to the linebackers at the second level. This is a guy that'll be interesting going to St. Joe to see if he can't challenge to be a starter, which will be very competitive on that young offensive line, so I like it. In the case with Duvernay-Tardif, he was really good in the Canadian collegiate ranks at tackle, but where he made his big shine was in the Shrine game. We talk about the Senior Bowl, we talk about combines and pro days. Don't overlook the East-West Shrine game, because there are guys that flash onto the scene, and this is where this guy became in a position to prove he could play in the National Football League. I'm excited to see him develop.